بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى خلق الخلق حتى إذا فرغ منهم قامت الرحم فقالت هذا مقام العائذ بك من القطيعة قال نعم أما ترضين أن أصل من وصلك وأقطع من قطعك قالت بلى قال فذلك لك ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرؤوا إن شئتم فهل عسيتم إن توليتم أن تفسدوا في الأرض وتقطعوا أرحامكم أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم متفق عليه وفي رواية للبخاري فقال الله تعالى من وصلك وصلته ومن قطعك قطعته. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had completed creating the creation, at that point, qamati rahim, family relationship stood up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it a form. Maintaining family relationship. In Arabic it is called rahim. In Urdu we say sila rahmi, to join ties, to keep the family bond together. So Allah Ta'ala gave it a form. For Allah Ta'ala to give any thing like this a form, it is nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He has created every single thing in this world. Like on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will create maut, death, in the form of a ram, a sheep. So like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave rahim, kinship, family relationship, a form, and it stood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleading to Allah Rabbul Izzat. It said, هَذَا مَقَامُ الْعَائِذِ بِكَ مِنَ الْقَطِيعَةِ, that this is the place of the one who seeks refuge in you from being cut off. Family relationship wants to be maintained. It does not want to be cut off. It does not want to be broken. So Allah shows us in this hadith the importance of bonding, cementing a family relationship. Allah gave it a form. It stood before Allah, pleading to Allah, O Allah, this is the place where one seeks refuge in you, and I do not want to be broken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes. Does it not please you that I will join those who join you, and I will cut off with those who cut off with you? Does it not please you? Allah says that I will join with those who join you, and I will break off my relationship with those who break you and sever you. Then it replied, yes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed for you will be this. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and he said, اِقْرَأُوا إِن شِئْتُمْ, read the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ, that perhaps soon when you become in charge of affairs and you have authority, that you may cause mischief in the earth and you will sever relationships. Such people, Allah Ta'ala has cursed them. Allah will make them deaf and Allah Ta'ala will make them blind. So in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the consequence of those who sever relationship, that they will be cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam illustrated this particular important aspect of joining relationship in this particular form, in which he explained that kinship stood up, Allah gave it a form, it stood up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleading to Allah ta'ala that it does not want to be severed and broken. And in the narration of Bukhari, Allah ta'ala said, I shall join those who join you and break off with those who break off with you. So this means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor and bestow His special mercy upon those who maintain family ties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish and distance those who break family ties. So in this particular hadith, we understand from the yesterday also we discussed the rights of the parents, right of the father, right of the mother, and also joining family relationships. Sometimes the person is breaking off ties with us, but we need to maintain and cement that bond, the family relationship, your cousin, your uncle, your niece, your father, your mother, your grandparents, your grandchildren. In many homes we find that this family relationship is severed, it is broken for years on end. Nobody is talking to any person. If we pluck up the courage today, inshallah, and go back to those people, give them a call, send them a message, a good, kind message. Do not become upset, do not become angry, and try and rekindle this love that existed before, and bond. And at least the little we can do is make salam to the person, at least, just as a start. Then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this family relationship grow stronger and stronger. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله من أحق الناس بحسن صحابتي قال أمك قال ثم من قال أمك قال ثم من قال أمك قال ثم من قال أبوك متفق عليه وفي رواية يا رسول الله من أحق بحسن الصحبة قال أمك ثم أمك ثم أمك ثم أباك ثم أدناك أدناك. A man comes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and says, from all the people, who has the most right over me, or who is most deserving of my companionship, suhbah, whom I should be looking after the most and taking care of? Rasul said, your mother. Then the person asked, okay, then next? Rasul said, your mother. He said, then next? He said, your mother. Three times he said, your mother deserves your complete companionship from all the people. She deserves the most of your kind companionship. Then Rasulullah said, on the fourth time, he said, then your father. And the next narration, and then Rasulullah said, your mother, then your mother, then your mother, then your father, then the next close relative, and then the next close relative. In this hadith, it is quite clear that whilst a father has great rights over his son, but the mother has more, deserves more companionship of the son. Because the mother is the one who bore the son. She carried the child for 9 months. She went through the pregnancy, the difficulties of giving birth. There is a famous incident of a person who carried his mother on his back, performed the umrah, performed the tawaf. And after doing this such a great, noble task of carrying his elderly mother on his shoulders, and he performed this actual umrah or hajj, and then the thought came to him, at least now I have fulfilled the right of my mother. He hears a voice from the heaven saying, oh my son, you have not even fulfilled the right of the pain that she experienced when she gave birth to you. When she delivered you, at that moment, that pain that she went through, that pain was so much that your whole life, your khidmat you have made, and even carrying her on your shoulders, you haven't repaid her for that. It is impossible to repay our parents. Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi had mentioned that when we lose something in this world, then we make dua, Allah reward me in this musibat, oh Allah replace me, give me some substitute. A person loses her husband, she makes his dua, and sometimes she is blessed with another husband. A man loses his wife, he makes his dua, he gets another wife. Children pass away, you make dua, you get some more children. But you can never make this dua when your parents pass away, because there is no ni'matul badal for your parents. There is no substitute for your parents. Your father passes away, you cannot make this dua. Your mother passes away, you cannot make this dua. When your parents are alive, they are making dua for you, your doors of dua are open. Either one passes away, both pass away, the doors of tawbah are closed. Doors of dua, special doors of dua, who they were making for you and it was accepted, now they are closed. Of course, others will make dua. But your parents' dua is what all of us, this is what we require. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat for those of us whose parents are alive, to still try and serve them if they have passed on. Make abundant istighfar on their behalf. Fulfill any debts they had. And join ties with their friends. So if you know that particular person was my father's friend, then you try and maintain that relationship with that particular person. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. In the remaining ahadith, similar explanation will be given, and we will complete these ahadith of Rasulullah which emphasize the importance of obedience to our parents and maintaining family relationship. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq, to make amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت